Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Following last week's elections, Virginia hit a milestone. More than a quarter of state lawmakers will now be women. Charnell Herring is chair of the House Democratic Caucus.
It's wonderful to see the explosion of the number of women that will be coming into the chamber.
Virginians elected 12 new women, 11 Democrats and one Republican. Next legislative session, almost half of the Democratic Caucus in the House of Delegates will be female.
I think some of the challenges that I may have faced when I first entered, where there weren't as many women, they may not have those same challenges.
Herring says women's opinions can sometimes be more easily dismissed. She's looking forward to strength in numbers on issues like reproductive health care and paid family leave.
We have several mothers with young children who are coming to that chamber who can talk about the experience firsthand.
The women include Elizabeth Guzman, a Peruvian immigrant, social worker, and mother of four. Along with Hala Ayala, a single mother, the two are Virginia's first Latinas in office. Jennifer Foy is a graduate of VMI and works as a public defender. She's also a brand new mother to twins. Three of the women have been public school teachers. One is a college professor. Another, a small business owner. And if current vote tallies hold, Dawn Adams, who has a doctorate in nursing, will be the General Assembly's first open lesbian.
She knows healthcare policy, which is obviously so important right now. I can't say enough good things about my dear friend, Delegate-elect Adams.
And that is Danica Rome, a former journalist and the country's first transgender state lawmaker. On a press call with reporters last week, Rome recalled an emotional election night.
And I told an 11-year-old transgender girl who was, you know, at my victory party, I picked her up, I looked her in the eye, and I told her, you can be president.
One prominent woman who lost election night, Republican Jill Vogel. Vogel was running for lieutenant governor. Virginia has still never had a female in that role or as governor. And while the gains made in the legislature are significant, there is plenty of room for improvement.
You know, last time I checked, women make up over 50% of the population.
Speaking on WAMU, Governor-elect Ralph Northam says he'll make sure his cabinet and administration reflect Virginia's population.
You know, I think we had some great messages that were sent on Tuesday. One of them was that we want more women in leadership positions.
And Delegate-elect Danica Rome heard another message from voters. They care less about her gender than what she'll get done in office. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.